ZKV4RV.
November 4, Hotel Charlie. Okay, Ross, I hear you in there. Actually, maybe not quite as clear, but still good signal as Simplex, but, you know, we're not that far apart, over.
Warren, you're readable, very clear, but there is a lot of white noise on the bottom of your signal that I have to navigate if I listen to you for very long. And I don't know, that may be the repeater. Do I sound clear through the repeater to you?
Well, comparing your Simplex signal to this, no, there's a little hum and a little bit of noise. So I upped it to 30 watts instead of 20 watts. Is this any different, Ross, over?
There's a difference, a little clearer for sure. Do you know if they left the 8-2 repeater so that it serves as a helper to this one, or is it still on its own frequency, KV4RV?
So I have it on right now, and there's no one on it. I don't know if it's linked yet. I know that's in the plan. I don't know if it's actually at this particular moment in time, you know, if it can be linked. But it is in the plan. But I don't think it's something that's a permanent thing that they're planning on. Why don't you flip over to 8-2 and let's give that a try. This is KV4RV with N4HHC. Now, wait a minute, I got it backwards. This is N4HHC with KV4RV.
WD40YH. I can answer your questions. The test machine is not on the mountain at this point in time. When we do go back with it and develop a linking antenna for 8-2 that's functional, we intend to leave it linked up unless there's a reason to separate them. So that's the plan. At this point in time, it's still two of the older pieces of equipment. The machine on 8-2 is an ICOM. It's been up there forever. And the machine up on 6-1 right now is a Kenwood.
And I can't remember your name, over. That's right, Johnny. Okay, Johnny. I apologize. I knew that, but I just couldn't recall it there. So I got Ross on KV4RV. We're pretty close. We were chatting Simplex, and then flipped over to 6-1 to see how our signals were sounding. I'm in that shadow of Paris Mountain, so I've got a little more of a problem. I think Ross, he's a little further away, and I think he's got a little better elevation than I do, so I don't think the shadow bothers him as much as me. But thanks for that information, Johnny.
Hope it was helpful, and as you stated before, look forward to it. It's coming. WD40YH, carry on.
Did you get that information?
4RV here. Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate what you all do to maintain the equipment. We folks our age don't belong on a tower anywhere. I've been there. Young folks like you that don't mind climbing a tower every now and then. We appreciate what you all do to keep it all going. KV4RV at QSO with N4HHC.
For sure, Ross. All right, flip over to 8-2 and let's see what's happening there.